ever hear that? They use that word in North Georgia sometimes, I think.
Well, they don't use it out here.
Uh-huh. Sure okay.
Don't. They don't use it out here.
Okay. Now, let's see, if you call yourself a Negro.
That's right.
And what would you call a person of my race?
I call a white lady.
Okay. Now, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked a whole lot, and his little boy got hold of it and broke it. You would say that the man got awfully...
I'm a reeling rod.
Yeah. And the man, suppose a man had a fishing rod,
yeah,
and he liked it very much, and his little son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
He got awful fretted about it.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. And suppose you've been working real hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay.
That's right.
After the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he, what? Now, let's just pretend the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after another. Now, after the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he...
He smoked them up.
Yeah.
Stop.
And after he smoked them up, he...
stopped.
Yeah. But what would happen to him? His stomach wouldn't feel very good, would it? I mean, he wouldn't feel very good.
Well, he'd feel pretty good.
You think he would?
Yeah, I know he would.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
He would. That's right.
Well, now, suppose the little boy ate some green apples. You might say, after the little boy ate some green apples, he... what?
A green apple make him sick.
Okay.
That's right.
Would you say he took sick, or he got sick, or he became sick, or?
I didn't say the apple made him sick.
Okay.
That's right.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? You got a word for that?
Let me see.
You know, it's right after the wedding. And if people want to...
tease them there?
Yeah. You got a word for it?
I just say that they just want a guy right away.
Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you? You better behave or...
You can say the devil will get you.
Okay. If a friend knocks on your front door on Christmas morning, what would you say to the friend?
My friend?
Uh-huh.
Come in.
Yeah, okay. But it's Christmas now.
That's right.
So what would you say, since it was Christmas?
I tell him, if it's Christmas, I tell him Christmas gift.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase, and you had to move it from one place to another, but you didn't have to take it too far, you might say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to that suitcase very far. Would you say?
I'd say it's heavy, just heavy.
Yeah, and you don't want to move it too much. But so you'd say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to...
I say I don't have to move it because it's heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about if you got to pick it up, you know?
If I pick it up, I'd say it's heavy.
Okay. And you got to pick it up and move it. And so would you say, I'm glad I don't have to carry it very far, or freight it, or tote it, or
that's
lug
right.
it?
That's right. I say, I'm glad I ain't got to tote it full.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What do you call an animal that has a real hard shell and it lives in water, and it can draw its 4 legs and its head and its tail up into its...
Cooter.
Okay.